Hi, this is Brad Easterling here in Glasscock County, and we are, as usual, pretty hot and dry out here today. Actually out in the field planting a variety trial right now, and unfortunately, like a lot of growers, we're kind of dusting this thing in. Actually, this particular field, we're trying to bust down a little bit deeper and lay it in the moisture like a lot of folks are, but we're having to get down a little bit deeper, and a lot of folks are having to do that right now. The flip side to that is a lot of folks that are just barely laying it in the soil and, you know, about a half inch deep and hoping that we get a rain on it. Doesn't look like a whole lot in the forecast right now, but we did fortunately get a little shower that kind of came through last night. And, you know, kind of with the story with all of our showers around here as of late, there was a portion of the three counties that got, you know, 3/10, half inch. We actually had a little area that got a couple of tenths. Large portion of the area got absolutely nothing. So we're kind of sitting around here waiting on a rain again. Haley, what kind of rainfall have y'all had over in your area?
Well, hi, I'm Haley Kennedy, the IPM agent in Runnels and Tom Green County. And so we're kind of in the same story as it depends where you're at in the two counties. You know, there are parts in the county where it is too dry and it looks like we're going to be dry planting. And then on the other side, I've got fields that are too wet and we can't get in. And so, you know, it really depends where you're at. You know, some of the ones that caught the rain, you know, it's going to keep them out a good 3-4 days, while some of them just caught a little bit and can rock and roll. And so I've been planning trials the past few days, you know, around the two counties and kind of where it's dry we've been going. But, you know, we still need a good rain on a lot of portion of our fields because, I mean, we're going to be dry planting some and it's going to be taking a long time to come up. And so how does everything look regarding wheat harvest over there or sorghum? What's up over there, Brad?
Well, as far as wheat, we're starting to near the end of our wheat harvest. We have been blowing and going for quite some time now. You know, looking around, I thought most of our fields look really good. Although got to visit them with growers around here, and even though everything looked real good, they're not quite as happy with their yields as they anticipated. You know, we were thinking a lot of 30, 35 bushel wheat, maybe even higher than that. Even on some of the irrigated stuff, we thought, you know, 40, maybe 45. And most of our yields are starting to come in, you know, 20 to 25 bushel. Even the stuff that they came out and put fertilizer at, just not as high yields as we were anticipating. A lot of smaller kernels in a lot of the wheat out here. Some of them a little bit shriveled, but mostly just smaller kernels. The heads are large, but the kernels aren't quite as big as we were hoping for this year. So, you know, with all of the rain that we had early on, we're just not producing the yields that we thought. You know, we're still quite a ways away from sorghum harvest. You know, we're just now, some of these early fields starting to get close to boot stage, but it's going to be a little bit. You know, corn, a lot of it's in the V8 to V10 stage. You know, from the most part, it looks okay. It's just really needing a good drink right now. We have a hard time really keeping up with the moisture on most of these fields, except for the places that got a little bit higher water. But you can most definitely tell where their water is at. It's a little bit greener where they haven't got to the water just yet. A lot of those fields are really blue right now. Leaves are really curling on them, especially in these warmer days. So, like everything else around here, we sure need a good shower to kind of freshen everything up. What are y'all's grains looking like over there?
Yes, sir. And by sorghum, I was just wondering how it was looking. I knew y'all were well away from harvest. We are, yes, sir. But, you know, our wheat harvest, you know, we're still rocking and rolling. I actually have fields that are too wet to get into or they haven't gotten to them. And so, you know, we're still pretty a good ways in and we've got a while out. And so yields are average, below average with some and then above average with others. You know, we caught early rains, but we didn't fill the grain head like we thought because we didn't catch the end of the rain at April like we wanted to. And so kind of the same story with wheat. You know, our sorghum's looking better due to the fact that we received some of these rains over the past few days and few weeks. A lot of it is, you know, flag leaf in the world, flag leaf out. We're to have some that was planted really early that's going to be boot stage, but for the most part, we're a little bit out from boot stage. And so we're looking better, recovering from all of our wind and hail damage, especially the wind damage, you know, putting on more leaves, starting to look better. corn, our corn in the area, generally speaking, we don't look as good as we have in the past, meaning previous years. You know, we took a hit early on with the heat. You know, we had extreme temperatures. We had to keep water on it too much. You know, we were rocking and rolling. You know, it was so hot, I don't think we could keep up with it. And then we had, you know, wind was whipping us around, and then so on and so forth, and hail damage. And so most of our corn is tassels. You know, we're tasseling, we have tassels out. And so that's kind of where we're at. We have some that, you know, isn't irrigated, that might be a little bit behind or maybe a little bit ahead, depending on where they planted or when they planted. But, you know, we're looking okay. But our sorghum, like I said, our sorghum's looking pretty good. And so, you know, from a pest standpoint, we're pretty quiet. And other than that, you know, we're waiting on a rain just like you, Brad, but kind of quiet in the Concho Valley. So that's all I have.
Well, that's kind of where we are. You know, in our cotton, we are seeing a lot more thrips this year than we have in the past. For us, you know, thrips generally isn't an issue. Our cotton will kind of come up and take off and outgrow them. But this year, our cotton's kind of come up and sat there for a while. I think a lot of it has to do with these up and down temperatures that we're seeing. And with the tremendous number, or I shouldn't say tremendous, but a lot more acres of wheat than we've had in the past, and, you know, taking more of it to harvest this year, we've got a few more thrips around the area. And with the slow growing cotton, we are seeing a little more thrips damage on a lot of our cotton this year than we have in the past. I don't see enough of it to be an economical issue, and probably not enough to treat for most of our guys, but we have seen a lot more thrips damage out here in the field. I've seen a couple of fields that have got a few aphids, and I've had a couple of guys that have sent me some pictures that of aphids out in their fields. You know, nothing that I've seen that really concerns me right now. In fact, a lot of times at this point in the year, you know, it's almost a good thing to have them out there, because it gives our beneficials something to feed on and help build those populations early in the year. But, you know, I am seeing a few aphids out there. But other than that, really nothing to concern me from an insect standpoint.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.